could use a foot rub then.
The recordings have started.
Okay, good. So we'll start the IRTP Part B implementation session. Marika is going to give us an update on that. It's a 30-minute session. We will then move into a 30-minute break and reconvene at 4 p.m. for a PDP presentation that Jeff is going to give us, I believe. So, Marika, please.
Yes, thank you very much, and I actually won't be doing it all by myself because Tim Cole, sitting on the other end of the table, will help me as well. So the objective of this update is just to give you an overview of the different IRTP-related activities that are currently ongoing. Starting at the top, I don't think we need to cover the background probably because I think most of you know where this all comes from. I think Chuck already referred to it as well. It's one of those reviews that started basically at the implementation or adoption of the policy with a commitment to review the policy and see if there were any elements that needed improvement or clarification. And as a result of that, we have basically five PDPs, two of which have now almost completed and three still to go. So first, looking at the IRTP Part B adopted recommendations, the working group completed its work in May of 2011, and the Council adopted those recommendations in June of this year. Then those recommendations were also considered by the Board and adopted in August of this year. And this will actually hand it over to Tim, where he'll talk a bit about the status of implementation. Maybe just as a quick reminder, these were the four main recommendations that were adopted. The first one is this requirement for registrars to provide a transfer emergency action contact, which requires registrars basically to respond within a four-hour time frame in case of emergency. Modification of Section 3 of the existing policy to require that the registrar of record notifies the registered name holder when a request for a transfer has been received. Modifying Reason for Denial 6 to clarify the language that is currently there, and deleting denial reason number 7, which was found not to, in its current wording, basically wasn't, you're not able to use that that language. So, Tim.
Thank you, Marika. Good afternoon, everyone. Basically, the implementation primarily do much with language other than find the way to translate the intent of the resolution into the new language or revised language in the transfer policy. And Brian Peck, who is transitioning from my team to the policy team, has been working on the language part and has drawn up all of the appropriate modifications to the policy to implement the changes in the reasons, and that is currently under legal review. But probably more interesting, or a little more interesting anyway, is the TIAC system. We are actually this was a recommendation that came from some of the folks on the team too, was to use our existing registrar system, registrar contact system with ICANN called RADAR, and we have consultant working that's drafting up changes or implementing changes in that system to allow for the addition of the TIAC as a contact field. But even perhaps more interesting is that we will also then have a mechanism within that system to initiate a request to the TIACs at other registrars. So in other words, one registrar will be able to log into RADAR, we'll be able to pull up the TIAC for another registrar, and by filling out a fairly simple form, we'll then send that form. That form will then be translated into an email and sent to the TIAC at the other registrar, and a timestamp will be maintained at that point of when the initial communication was sent out, because there is a fairly rigid four-hour response time built into this policy. And so in order to maintain one common source of when the clock started for the 4 hours. We will be maintaining that information within the radar system at ICANN. So that once we have that system fully functional and the language fully vetted by legal, we will then be sending out an announcement to all registrars, giving them the implementation timetable or the implementation date for this, and giving them, you know, a finite period of time to confirm who their TIAC is and to begin following the revised transfer policy and the TIAC portion of that. We've had a little bit of a delay on the programming side because of some personnel issues within the our own internal personnel, but I expect that to be finished within a few weeks, and we should be able to go live with that very shortly, and then we will announce to all the registrars that it's available and that they should start using it as of a certain date. Any questions on any of that?
So no questions. We move forward basically on, there were as well two recommendations from the IRTP Part B working group that requested staff proposals. One relating to clarifying who is status messages relating to registrar lock status. That was recommendation number 8. And a request to provide language for a new provision to lock and unlock domain names, which was recommendation 9. And the second part, too, you've heard me talking before about one I think we deleted one of the reasons for denial, and in replacement for that, some new language needed to be added to clarify how names can be locked and unlocked. So basically, we've already circulated a second draft of those proposals to the working group, even though the recommendations itself requested the staff to submit those proposals to the council. We think it's important to get the input from the working group on those, and I think the objective as well, once you know, we get the feedback and hopefully address some of the issues raised by the working group, we'll also put these out for public comment, because I think it's, you know, before it comes to the council, it's probably important to ensure that there has been an opportunity for community input and provide that feedback back at the same time as the proposals. So we're working on that. There are a couple of issues that you know, still need to be worked out. Some questions have been raised. I don't think there's an interest now to go into the detail of that, but happy to talk offline to people that are interested to know. But hopefully we'll be able to soon go out with for public comment with these proposals and then come back to the GNSO Council for its consideration. So as you might recall, you recently initiated the PDP on IRTP Part C and approved the charter. Call for volunteers has been launched, where we have already have quite a few people signing up to that working group. But if anyone else is interested, you know, please let Glenn know, and she can add you to the mailing list. You also have here the link to the call for volunteers that's on the wiki. And the first meeting of this working group is scheduled for the 8th of November at 1500 UTC. So I think we're basically continuing on the old schedule of the IRGP working groups. Just as a quick reminder, this new group will look at the change of control function and discuss whether there needs to be a definition either within the IRGP or separately on what change of control means. It will look at whether there should be provisions on time-limiting forms of authorization, and it also will look at whether there should be a requirement to use IANA IDs rather than proprietary IDs for registrars. Yeah, can I go on, or is a question?
I just had a question about the council liaison. Tim Ruiz, I believe, said he'd carry on doing it until the end of his term. Is that correct?
I think he said that he would be willing to, but at the same time, I think he said that it wouldn't make much sense as his term ends here. So
we still need...
Yes.
So this is a call for a council liaison to this group. And knowing that Tim Ruiz, whose term ends on Wednesday, will then no longer be able to fulfill that position. Thank you. If there are any volunteers, please contact me or the leadership team, or just send to the list.
So I think this is the last issue in this update on the ThickOS issue report. As you also might recall, this is one of the recommendations that came out of the IRGP Part B working group. It was a recommendation to request an issue report on the requirement of ThickOS for all incumbent gTLDs. The working group basically considered ThickOS a really good idea in the context of the IRGP, but I think they were very conscious at the same time that there might be other effects or positive or negative of mandating such or making such a recommendation for such a requirement. So their recommendation was to first actually have an issue report and really consider this issue in further detail. And we're in the process of preparing an issue report. Our suggestion would be, like we've done with the UDRP issue report and as well the IRTP Part C issue report, to actually follow the new PDP model and put that out for preliminary, or put out a preliminary version for public comments, following which we would then produce a final report for the Council's consideration. If you're interested to hear more about this, there is a workshop later this week on Thursday. And as I said, if you're interested in participating, the Part C working group is looking for volunteers. And here are some additional reading materials.
So on the ThickOS, I can't remember. We just approved the notion of moving forward. We haven't approved the charter or anything else.
You've just requested an issue report.
Oh, an issue report.
Yeah.
Okay.
So once that's done, you'll get to consider whether or not to initiate a PDP.
Thank you very much, Marika. Any comments or questions, Chuck?
This is a series of PDPs that doesn't get a lot of attention generally. But I think it's worth noting that there's a group of people that have participated in, now this is their third PDP, and actually there was one even before this, before we got to the A through E, that have participated over several years on this review process, and they certainly need to be appreciated in terms of their willingness to continue, because it makes it a lot easier to have people who are knowledgeable and have been through the other PDPs. So the Council may want to consider expressing appreciation in some form, at least verbally or in writing, to these people who are continuing to progress this issue that isn't as highly visible as many of the other PDPs, but still very important.
Thanks, Chuck. We actually did say a big round of thank yous at the Singapore Open meeting. Michele has been very involved in this, I know, and others, and you are right. There's been a lot of work. If the Council wants to actually write to the group and thank them, that may be something that we need to do, but we have made vocal thanks, I think. And we are continually grateful that the work on this is being done by this very talented group of people. Any more comments? Marika.
Yeah, if I can just indeed echo what Chuck has been saying, because indeed without that group of dedicated volunteers, we wouldn't be at IR2P Part C yet. And I know there's a dedication and a desire as well of the group of that has been involved in the previous PDP to really try as well to speed this up and deliver the report as soon as possible. And Mikey says he wants T-shirts.
Thanks. And of course, there's still... we're on Part C, right? So there's Part D and E. So there's still a lot of work to be done as well. It's by no means over. So, we want to encourage the people working on this as much as we can. Michele.
Thanks, Stefan, and thanks, Chuck. I think with IRTPC kicking off, part of the initial stage, I think, will be to bring people up to speed on the entire issues, because I think there's been quite a few new volunteers joining the group, which is great. So it's nice to see people getting involved. And it is unfortunate that it isn't considered to be a highly interesting or sexy topic, but it's pretty fundamental. And I think ICANN Compliance would be able to... affirm that for you, because most of the complaints that they have are in relation to transfers. So while it may not be exciting, it's still pretty important. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Any further comments? In that case, can I first of all thank Marika and Tim for helping us get up to speed on this, and then I suggest we take our break now. We will reconvene at, get the time right, at 4 o'clock for a session on PDP, the policy development process, and Mary Wong will be leading that session. So we will reconvene at 4 in this room, please. Thank you very much.